I'm Jason Brown with Laffey & Parrott Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. And for today's news, we have an interview with LaMonica Lacey from the United States Small Business Administration. She comes to us to talk about those who have been impacted by the PAC fire and the money and assistance that's available to them, whether you are a renter, homeowner, or a business that has been impacted. Now, stay tuned because business means more than just a business actually located in the PAC fire area. It could be a business that is from Bishop and could just be simply fish guiding in the PAC fire area. So please stay tuned, listen to this interview. For other news that came in yesterday, go to our website, sierrawave.net, or on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Let's go to that interview with LaMonica Lacey. Hi, I'm Jason Brown, and I am with LaMonica Lacey. She is with the United States Small Business Association, or is it administration?
Administration.
Administration. I was very close there. She is here because of the PAC fire, and there are monies that are available both for residential as well as business. The problem is with the residential is we're coming up on the deadline really quickly here, which I believe you said was February 9th.
Exactly.
And your staff is going to be leaving here on January 15th if people want to come in and do this in person.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn it over to LaMonica. She's going to tell you everything that you need to know about this program, and it's for those that are affected by the PAC fire. So let's start with residential, and then we'll go to business.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
So my name is LaMonica. I'm with the U.S. Small Business Administration. A little bit of background about the U.S. Small Business Administration. We offer low interest rate loans to homeowners, renters, nonprofits, churches at a low interest rate. Those interest rates are fixed and they can go up to a 30-year term. We are here in light of the PAC fire that happened last year, November of last year. And so what we wanted to do was make sure that individuals, especially homeowners that were in a primary county, that are affected by the PAC fire, that they know that assistance is available. For physical damage, the physical damage application deadline is, like Jason said, it's on February the 9th of 2026. We currently have in-person services also available. Our in-person services is at the Crowley Lake Community Center. Those services are available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are kind of wrapping up with in-person services. Our in-person customer service reps will be leaving on the 15th by close of business on the 15th.
Now, let's talk about businesses. As you said, many different types of businesses can be affected. Like, I could live down here, but be a fishing guide that was on McGee Creek, and I can qualify for
this. Ido. Exactly.
Yeah.
So when we consider a business, we don't just look at that they were directly affected. We look at businesses that are indirectly affected that could have done business with a primary county. So like Jason said, we think about a fishing guide or a person who has a school that they teach. Maybe you lease space up in the primary area. You would be eligible to apply for assistance, and we'd be more than happy to assist you with the application process. We also take into consideration like an Uber driver, or if you have a health care, like maybe you were caring for someone who was in a primary county, maybe they lost their home, and now you've been affected because you were the caregiver for that person, and they are now relocating somewhere else. Everything is taken into consideration. The application deadline for EIDL is the economic injury, which that's directly affected with your cash flow. That application deadline would be September the 9th of 2026.
So there's time for that one. And even vacation trailer rental businesses would qualify if they were putting trailers up into that. What's the best way for someone to get a hold of you, especially since there's short notice right now for the 15th?
For me personally, a person can reach out to me via email. My email address is LaMonica, LaMonica, dot Lacey, LaCEY, at SBA.gov. To do an application, a person can go online at SBA.gov, fill out the application online. That's always open. The portal's always open 24/7. We also have customer service reps that are available via phone. The phone number is 1-800-659-2955. So there's different ways that you can still get an application in lieu of seeing someone in person, and or in the event that you can't get to us before the 15th of January.
Oh, well, I appreciate you reaching out to us and wanting to be here to inform our community
Absolutely.
Of this important opportunity for them financially. We will put the resources here as well so that you can see them at the close of the video. If you're listening to this on the radio, apologize. You can always go to sierrawave.net and click on Radio News to listen to it again. If you missed any of the information about the email, the website, or the telephone number. I'm Jason Brown with Sierra Wave Media, and I have LaMonica Lacey with the United States Small Business Administration. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet.